it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I know it's a Texans game day Monday here on Sports Radio 610, and we will return to breaking down and getting ready for this kickoff at 6 p.m. versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we're really ready for this. Like, we're already
you know how you know it's game day?
We're
you
already
know how you know it's game
mode.
Day?
We're already one fireball
in. Yeah.
We are one fireball in. We got some barbecue in the studio, courtesy of Enough Said Tailgate. Shout out to our guy Marty, who came up to hang out with us a little bit. So we are tailgating. We are ready for it. But we do want to cover the spectrum of everything. And it was a big weekend for the Astros this weekend. They win the series against the Atlanta Braves, 2-1. And yet and still, they find themselves no longer at the top of the AL West. It is the Mariners lead in the AL West. They finally done that thing that we were looking at them and seeing, will they be able to do it over years and years? Here they are at the in the lead in the AL West after a 4-game sweep of the Atlanta, or rather the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim themselves. And so where's the hope? Do you have indeed still hope for the Astros? Because they did find some runs this weekend. You got to at least give them that. They found some runs, including 6 runs to give some support to Hunter Brown and give him a win on Saturday. And you found some crazy runs out of a Zach Cole.
How about that? That
on
was
Friday as well.
You talk about an unforgettable night. What did he have? 3 hits, the home run on the first pitch that he ever saw. I don't know if I can go so far as to say Zach Cole is hope. But I mean, obviously he produced. I think it's hard right now. Let's just kind of set up where the Astros are.
Okay,
you mentioned it. They're finally not in first place for the first time since Lord knows how long. They're a game back of the Mariners. They're only 2 games up in the wild card against the team that they're facing starting tonight.
Yeah, that's another thing I have not mentioned yet.
Yeah.
Hey, the Silver Boot Series, that continues.
It's
starting
important.
Tonight at Daikin Park.
Yeah, so since the end of the, pitching, Fromber had another bad outing, for sure. So you got 6 games in the next 7 days against the Rangers and Mariners, the 2 teams that you are fighting for the division and the wild card. That's important. if you didn't think other series were important, that's important. And then the other thing is you're starting Jason Alexander, and then TBD.
Feel good about the Jason Alexander, by the way.
Absolutely, you do.
Like that. He's been solid, and it seems like I feel a little bit better because again, that was a road trip. Mm-hmm. You came back from a long one at that. When you went Arlington to Toronto to Atlanta, now you get to come back home.
Mm-hmm.
If the home field advantage actually exists for this team, Jason Alexander, on the bump will do well. Give him a little bit of run support and you might be able to do something.
Yeah, and the next 2 scheduled starters are named TBD, so we'll see about that. But you're facing Jack Leiter, Merrill Kelly, and Jacob DeGrom.
Oh, that's not fun.
That's their best 3 pitchers.
And your best opportunity to get a good hit is Jack Leiter, because of late he hasn't been that solid. But
that's
DeGrom has been great.
Yeah.
And he's coming off the high of playing where it all started, because I think the Rangers were up in at Citi Field. I almost called it Shea Stadium. Up at Citi Field recently. So, like, he got a little bit of that. I wonder if that gives him a high that he brings in. So, yeah, no, that's a tough. And Merrill Kelly's been pretty solid himself as well. That's a tough 3 opposing pitchers that you got here.
Yeah, and so then on top of that, and again, we're finding hope. We're looking for hope. We're just trying to set up where they're really up against it right now. On top of that, not just Fromber, who, by the way, is 1-7 with a 6.41 ERA since the end of July. I believe that's 9 starts, 8 or 9 starts. And then Jose Altuve did something to his foot and sat out again yesterday, so we'll see what that is. So the hope goes back to the things that you've been relying on, the new acquisitions, Carlos Correa, Yordan Alvarez.
Yordan has been fantastic.
Now, he slumped a little bit, but he got broke out of it.
Yes,
of course.
He did.
So, I mean,
that's the fantastic feeling for me is seeing Yordan break out of the slump, because he had been really good since he came back, and getting him back to hitting well. I don't have to talk about it again. We know he puts fear in the opposing pitchers and their defense, and they have to account for him. And that's something that's been much needed for this Astros team all season long.
So here we are. So we're looking at Carlos Correa, Yordan Alvarez, and players that you didn't really expect would be cornerstones moving into the final 12 games of the season. You know, guys like Yonner Diaz and Victor Caratini and all that. So it's got to be on the offense, and it's got to be the guys that have sort of surprised you this year, certainly in the last the second half of the season. The offense, it's got to be the offense. Is that hope?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, it's all. If it is, that's all it is. Like, I don't have enough to say definitively that I can trust it by any means, and I'd be insane to say that on these airways or just, you know, any streets in Houston. Mm-hmm. I would be, if I'm out there at the Blue Lot later today, I ain't telling no one for certain that, yeah, man, this Astros offense is coming. I can't say that.
No, you can't.
It is all hope that I'm dealing with, but you know that at least you have a few guys in Hunter Brown, in Jason Alexander. Fromber's out of that I guess circle of trust, right? To borrow from the fellows of the morning show, I know that I have a few guys that if I give them some run support, we have some good feels. You just need to make sure that you give them some run support. I was happy to see that against the Braves, but admittedly the Braves aren't that good, so that's going to be the challenge. Not just against the Rangers, but as you mentioned, also the Mariners. And I don't love the idea that you're circling back around to the Mariners, and you will get Hunter Brown cool. That means Fromber's going to go up against them, and I don't feel like good about that at all.
No, I don't.
And that's the one that you need more, right? Because they're the ones that are actually ahead of you when it comes to the AL West race.
Yeah, and the division. And then there's Altuve. We mentioned his foot. He's been obviously struggling for the most part mightily for the last 3 weeks, whatever it's been. But you do want to get him back. Now, Dana Brown said yesterday in the pregame show that he does think it'll just be a couple of days. Again, believe what you will. But you do need to get, as much as he struggled, you do need to get Altuve back just for the threat, if nothing else, like you do with Yordan.
Well, yes. However, this is the opposite of hope, which, again, I'm knocking down this segment as we go through it.
I was too.
The tough part about it is, with Jose Altuve, a lot of the things that I have concerns about, if his foot is hurting and if he's managing that pain, it makes it worse. Like Jose Altuve as a batter, that foot is going to be very important to him generating pressure or generating power rather and doing what he does at the plate. Talk less of him on the base paths, which we already don't need to talk about, but him playing defense.
Yeah.
Like him, he's going to be playing a lot of second base, maybe some left field. And, you know, that mobility we already know is lacking at this point in his career. How much more so does that happen with a foot that he's having to, you know, really thug it out through?
We'll know a week from today. We'll know if these are just it's a pipe dream or if they're out or whatever. Even if you just maybe take one of the two series but win a game in the other one, I think you'll have a chance. But the hope is fading fast, man. And now that they're not in first place, it's got to be a kickstart and it's got to happen today.
No, it absolutely does. Like this, these are the ones that you absolutely need. You need to keep the Rangers at bay, and you need to claw back an opportunity at having the tiebreaker against the Mariners. Because clearly,
The series is on the line
with the number of games that you have here, and of course, that's going all the way through the weekend. Which maybe we have to leave that where it is and deal with that once we get there.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to push the Rangers at bay in these next 3 days. But then you'll need to really get that tiebreaker and then just the wins. Every win is going to be absolutely necessary here in this really quick sprint. We've moved from the marathon of the season to now you were really in the quick sprint. So whatever you can get, if you get a Zach Cole game like you did on Friday, great. But everything is under the microscope right now.
The other thing that that Dana Brown said in the pregame show is Isak Paredes might be back for the Seattle series. I mean, that's got to be as big a hope as anything, even though you can't have real high expectations, right?
No, but
at least just having him there.
Having him there, knowing he has that pull power. If he does come back, do you have any idea how you'd play it?
Oh, as far as like the third base? No, I think you keep Correa at third base.
Just
you
try and DH him?
Find him at DH. I don't know where else you can put him, but, you know, he's got to get at bats. He's got to get at bats.
No, that 100%. He was your best hitter all throughout the season. And I think if you try and prorate it, because I understand Yordan came back and was hitting well, but before that he was problematic. I think he's still your best hitter all the way through the season. So you really want to get him in the lineup. That'd be a real boon to what you're doing here if you can get him back. You just have to forgive me for not finding a lot of hope and a lot of excitement in that possibility for a dude who's coming back off of an injury to be able to step in and immediately make the impact that's necessary. If he does, that's great. We know that, especially being at home, that's huge. Being able to, you know, utilize the Crawford boxes, especially with his particular pull swing.
Right.
I'm just not – I'm in a place where the belief is running dry,
In short, your belief right now is in guys like Dubon, Paredes coming off an injury, Altuve coming off an injury, and guys like Victor Caratini and Yonner Diaz. That's where your hope is, and that's why it's such a difficult task.
But look, show it to me. Like, yeah, I'm at the point where I no longer with this Astros team can I just go, I believe that they'll do it.
No.
I'm now in a show it to me and I'll believe, and they've got a great opportunity starting with this three-game set at Daikin Park at home versus the Rangers.
Yeah.
So there you go. We're excited to see what they do there. Actually, excited is probably not the real word. It's cautiously.
Anxious.
Very cautiously watching what the Astros are able to do now that it's cutting time, right? Mm-hmm. You are no longer the lead. You can't just say, well, we have this lead to buffer. No. You got to go get it. So it starts tonight. Jack Leiter on the mound for the Rangers as your Astros are going out there and trying to get yet another win in the Silver Boot Series. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including Lopez. You want to talk your talk about these Aggies? We'll do that next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.